This is GovExec Daily, where we bring you the federal stories that really matter. It's April 25th, 2023. I'm Ross John Fortuna. Juggling military and civilian life can be hard for many, especially when it comes to one's job. In 1994, Congress passed the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act to protect service members by allowing them to regain their civilian jobs following a period of uniformed service. Recently, the Merit Systems Protections Board refined public servants, specifically federal employees, rights under USERRA. The protections are supposed to protect them from hostile work environments and strengthen roles at their agencies where they're employed. Alan Scheuchert-Broad is an employment attorney and the managing partner of Tully Rinke PLLC's Albany office. After a short break, he'll join the show to discuss the Uniform Employment and Reemployment Rights Act and the new protections therein.
The process of navigating government contracting can be tedious and confusing, but it doesn't have to be with GovTribe, an all-in-one collaborative platform that gives you access to opportunity, award, and spending data related to the federal contracting market from all available government sources. Simplify the bid process and increase your PWin today with tools designed specifically for government contractors. Save time, know more, and win more with GovTribe. Start your free trial today at govtribe.com.
Passed in 1994, the Uniformed Services Employment and Reemployment Rights Act is a law that, among other things, protects service members by allowing them to regain their civilian jobs following periods of uniformed service. Now, the Merit Systems Protections Board recently refined Fed's rights. Ellen Scheuchert-Broad is an employment attorney and the managing partner of Tully Rinke PLLC's Albany office. He joins me now to talk about the Uniformed Employment and Reemployment Rights Act and the new protections in it. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
So I mentioned it. What is the Uniformed Employment and Reemployment Rights Act?
Yeah, I think your summary was pretty on point. Essentially, it protects service members from discrimination in employment. It applies both to private employers and also federal state employers. You mentioned the Merit Systems Protection Board. That is a tribunal that is exclusive for federal employees. But essentially what USERRA does, which is the acronym for the statute, is it protects service members with regard to benefits of employment. So it prohibits discrimination, it prohibits retaliation, but it also requires that there's certain reemployment rights that are provided to service members once they get off military orders, what sort of positions they may be entitled to receive after their deployment or active duty orders have ended, certain seniority rights that they may be required to receive. It's a very extensive and expansive statute that is written for the service member in the benefit of the service member and veterans.
What's kind of an example of how that would be, could be hypothetical, but it could be used or would be a part of someone's life? How would it be even abused?
Well, I mean, there's obviously a lot of companies and a lot of federal employees that are also service members that may be in the reserve, maybe in the National Guard. Essentially, they have two jobs. They have a civilian job with their employer, and then they have their military career. Certain service members, they have dual obligations, and they can happen at any point, or they can happen in a structured way with orders being drawn and issued depending on their schedule. So the way it would play out was, or would be, that someone who's working for an employer, let's say it's a federal agency, and they get military orders to deploy for whatever period of time it may be. It might be 30 days, it might be a weekend, it might be, you know, a year. And so they would essentially inform their employer that they have these military orders and that they would be essentially on military duty for that period of time. And that person goes for that period of time. Those orders can be extended, they can be shortened, but regardless. So after that ends, after the military orders end, they would inform their employer that their military orders had ended. And they're seeking reemployment. And depending on how long they've been on military orders, also depends on what sort of position they may be entitled to receive. If it's over a certain period of time, there's something called the escalator principle, where they would potentially be entitled to receive promotions that they've lost while on military orders, certain like increases in their position. But essentially, the employer has a duty to promptly reemploy that service member and to give them all the benefits of employment that they are due. So that could be comparable or even more wages. That could be certain vacation hours, sick time hours that they have lost. So certain seniority status and benefits that may be attributed to that as well. The way it could be abused, I mean, I'm a plaintiff's attorney. I don't believe there's any abuse that happens. But, you know, at the same time, you know, from an employer's perspective, there could be a service member that's regularly going on military orders that is taken away from the employer's mission or the employer's objective to have someone in that position doing their job on the civilian side. So employers can get frustrated sometimes, although the law requires compliance. So I don't believe it's ever abused from the service member's perspective. This is how the law is written, and they have those obligations that they must comply with, or they might get in trouble on the military side.
So what has changed in USERRA that MSPB is refining rights under the Act?
So there's two big changes that's happened. One is a particular case that I'll get to that did expand certain rights under USERRA. Another change that I'll get to first is a law that was signed by President Biden in September of 2022 called the CREW Act. That expanded the protections of USERRA to certain reservists in FEMA that have been deployed to major disaster sites. So now FEMA reservists are covered under the USERRA protections. That is a very new change, has not been litigated yet. But what the MSPB has done separately is there's a presidential decision that came down not that long ago. It's called, I believe it's Kalinske. And Kalinske is an interesting case because he's been at the MSPB several times. He's been to the Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit as well, which is the reviewing court of the MSPB. And Kalinske, his first case actually also expanded the rights under USERRA. His first case back in, I believe, 2015, expanded basically that USERRA covers hostile work environment claims under its discrimination subsection of 38 USC 4311. So at that time, the courts, Federal Circuit, and the MSPB found that a hostile work environment claim was cognizable under USERRA. Recently, he was back at the MSPB, and now the MSPB expanded hostile work environment to the retaliation provision under USERRA, which is also under 38 USC 4311. So 4311 has two basically sections. One is the discrimination section, where essentially military service, if someone's being discriminated against, their military service has to be a motivating factor for the action that the employer took against a service member. Doesn't have to be the only reason, but a reason why the employer may have taken a certain adverse employment action. And that applies to discrimination, but it also applies to retaliation. And what retaliation means under USERRA is someone who's enforcing their rights under the law. And for Mr. Kalinske's matter, his retaliation argument was based on his prior MSPB appeals that he filed, which would be protected activity for purposes of retaliation. And then he also asserted that he was subjected to a retaliatory hostile work environment, where USERRA has never really been explicit on covering hostile work environment in the form of retaliation. There have been courts throughout the country that have interpreted that to be covered, but the MSPB definitively held recently that a hostile work environment claim for purposes of retaliation is cognizable. Unfortunately for Mr. Kalinske's matter, although it was cognizable, he was not successful.
What should federal employees, specifically, those who have served, what should they know about these updates? What should they know about what has changed, and how should they approach it?
Well, the good thing about USERRA, again, is it's written in the benefit and in the favor of the service member and the veteran. It is a very expansive statute that changes over time, and those changes become even more expansive. For example, we're focusing on federal employees, but last year, the United States Supreme Court listened to a USERRA appeal that came on writ of certiorari and ruled in favor of the service member, and also expanded the rights of how a service member may bring an action against a state employer in that scenario. So these changes do happen, and they're always in the benefit of the veteran. They always add rights. For example, the CREW Act added another category of service members that can assert USERRA violations. Kalinske also added a certain legal argument that can be attributed to a retaliation component. So these are all good things for service members. It all adds protections for them in their jobs, whether it's in the federal government or, private sector and state employment.
Whistleblowing. Let's end on this, just because I know this is something that has been obviously part of the conversation over the last few weeks and definitionally and stuff. How is this involved? How will the updates change the way federal employees, specifically those who have served, how is this connected, and how will they have to keep it in mind?
I don't think there's a true connection. I don't think it's a one-to-one connection. I think a service member who's a civilian employee who may have a USERRA claim to allege may separately have a whistleblower claim to allege, but they're not one-to-one. The whistleblower component is a whole different statute that applies. A whole different set of facts may apply, and a whole different legal standard may apply. What I'll say is the Merit System Protection Board has been issuing whistleblower decisions in favor of the whistleblower more frequently recently. They've taken a more expansive view in some part, at least on jurisdictional components. But at the same time, they've narrowed certain applications with regard to what is disclosure for whistleblower purposes and what is a protected activity for whistleblowers. So in terms of USERRA and the whistleblower components, they're not really related. There could be overlap, but they are two very different statutes, two very different processes. Theoretically, an employee can allege both, but really, if you're a federal employee, you're going to end up at the Merit Systems Protection Board at the same time, because the MSPB has jurisdiction over USERRA, has jurisdiction over whistleblowers for federal employees. So essentially, if you have both claims, you may end up, at the MSPB and still have different potential outcomes in both cases. But the MSPB has taken a more expansive view on whistleblower claims as well.
Yeah, certainly if you had cases on both ends, you'll be very familiar with the Merit Systems Protection Board, and will have plenty of experiences therein. Alan, thanks so much for being on the show with us.
Thank you.
You know what goes well with morning coffee? The latest federal technology contracting news. Washington Technology provides a direct line to the contractor executives who need cutting-edge IT systems and solutions to serve the largest customer in the world, the government market. Our expert coverage and analysis fuels strategic decisions around partnering, RFPs, and resource development, enabling WashTech readers to competitively build relationships, bid smartly, and win contracts. Subscribe to Washington Technology today and never miss a technology update again.
Thanks for listening to GovExec Daily. Our show was produced by Adam Butler and hosted by me, Ross John Fortunae. We want to thank Alan Shoychet Brod for joining the program. Our music is the song Signals by Catfish Dancing. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. You can email us any feedback at podcast@govexec.com or hit us up on Twitter at govexec. You can find us on Facebook or LinkedIn by searching for Government Executive. We'd love to hear from you. We'll talk to you later.